Starting tomorrow, the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or AIDA, is holding 2 days of meetings in Kotzebue about a proposed 220-mile road through the interior to the Ambler Mining District.
We're pulling together community leadership from the stakeholder communities in the proposed corridor, and it's part of our community outreach. And we've had a lot of interest and are expecting really good participation.
Carson Rodvik is AIDA's head of external affairs, and he says the agency is flying in representatives from almost all of the communities along the road's proposed route, from the Dalton Highway through the interior and to the Kobuk Valley, all as AIDA moves forward with the environmental impact statement for the road. But P.J. Simon, the second chief for the community of Allakatkit, says leadership there isn't sending anyone out of protest. When AIDA held its first and only meeting in Allakatkit last year, Simon remembers leaders felt the agency and other representatives didn't adequately listen to local feelings about the road.
You guys say you guys are here to hear our concerns, but yet none of you guys even have notepads out, and it doesn't seem like you guys are going to listen to us.
Local leadership in the Koyukuk region opposes the road and has issued resolutions saying so, and that's why Simon thinks AIDA's holding the meeting in Kotzebue, which isn't along the road's proposed route.
They never go to Allakatkit because they know we have a firm stance against the road. So we feel that we're not getting heard, and having a meeting in Kotzebue, of all places, nothing wrong with that, but it's away from the road. It's not ground zero. You won't be able to see what is affected.
Rodvik disagrees. He says Kotzebue has the facilities to hold a gathering of this size. Those facilities include conference rooms at the Nalugvik Hotel, which will also lodge many of the representatives coming to the meeting. That hotel is owned by the NANA Development Corporation, and NANA, for its part, says it supports AIDA's environmental review of the potential road, but has not made a decision on the road itself. Rodvik says AIDA is working hard to connect with communities as the process advances.
Well, this meeting is consistent with our community outreach. We've had numerous meetings in communities and have publicized those meetings in the community and through local tribal and city councils. So we feel that, you know, we're reaching out.
Despite that outreach, few details about this week's meetings were publicly available ahead of time. AIDA has a website devoted to the Ambler Road, but nothing about the meeting or its agenda were posted there. Rodvik says the intention is not to shut anyone out, but to make sure that the conversation takes place between what he calls the most immediate stakeholders.
Well, there'll be representatives from NANA and Doyon, regional corporations, Northwest Arctic Borough, Alaska Department of Fish and Game, National Park Service, and others. Again, this is a meeting involving the stakeholders and the immediate stakeholders, I should say, in the proposed corridor.
But the definition of a stakeholder is not so clear. While 9 communities lie along the road's proposed path, there are also business owners, wilderness advocates, and subsistence users who all claim they'll be impacted by any industrial road through the region. Wednesday's meetings in Kotzebue starts at noon and will last through Thursday.